The Monroe County Council approved using $250,000 of public safety tax revenue for a comprehensive review of the county's criminal justice system. The county is hiring Inclusivity Strategic Counseling and RJS Justice Services to conduct the review. The goal is to incorporate more restorative justice features into the criminal justice system and improve efficiency. The Monroe County Commissioners have already given their approval for hiring the two consulting groups. County Attorney Margie Rice brought the appropriation request to the council last night.
This is going to be a multi-departmental initiative, and it's a comprehensive review of our criminal justice system. We started talking about this in the fall, and we've talked with the courts, specifically Judge Dekoff is the presiding judge. We'll be working with the departments that fall under their supervision as they deem appropriate. That's probation, community corrections, YSB, the sheriff and the correctional center, the prosecutor, the public defender, the commissioners, and the council. When we met in the fall and early January, we talked about this project, we came up with sort of a one sentence about what we were doing. And we said, Monroe County wants to consider how to reform our criminal justice system to positively affect the jail population and reflect Monroe County values.
Rice sees the criminal justice system review as an opportunity to build a long-term relationship with Indiana University.
We have a population that could benefit from, in our correctional center, that could benefit from the kind of research that is happening at IU. And I think IU could benefit from what we have to offer. So we want to work to build a relationship.
Rice said the two consultants combined will both bring a traditional data gathering approach and an eye to restorative justice.
And they told me that they know people all over the United States. And so what we're going to be coming up with them is sort of best practices for how to treat people who are mentally ill and addicted and finding themselves incarcerated. And if we could get IU on board, this problem is not going away anytime soon, unfortunately, but it's a real opportunity, I think, for IU to develop some programs around this.
Jail Commander Sam Crow said small efforts are already being made to connect IU with the jail population.
We're working with the School of Social Work, and right now we have a master's level graduate student coming in and working with our Recovery Works New Beginnings program. We're starting small, thinking big. So we've started out with one person. She works very closely with Centerstone. They do the proctoring. And then hopefully in the future, we'll be able to work in two or three or more people. We'd also like to get the School of Kinesiology so we can get them coming in and doing physical exercise with both the male and female populations.
Rice said two consulting firms will integrate their work into a single report. That report, she said, will form the foundation of a new county plan to divert offenders with addiction and mental health issues to support programs. Councilmember Jeff McKim and Rice discussed a steering committee being created to inform the consultants' work.
I just encourage you and everybody else on the steering committee to involve some of our volunteers who've been working in the jail for many, many years. We have some citizens who've been very, very committed and I think have a lot of knowledge. And, many of them are, how can I say this, of retirement age and can't be as actively involved anymore, but we want to make sure that we can benefit from their wisdom while they're still around and participating.
I agree. And I would encourage all of you, if you have names of people that you think would be good, shoot me and Jeff an email. I'm also hopeful that we have a lot of different perspectives. We don't want to hear just one voice.
Rice estimated the comprehensive review will take around 10 months.